Hey guys, how's it going? Are you all big manga fans?
Yeah!
Awesome. So yeah, I'll just introduce everybody who's up here. I'm Matt Moylan, Udon's managing editor, so I run the publishing side of our stuff. This is Kirei Hayashi. She is our lead translator and Japanese editor. And this, of course, is Hitoshi Arika, who you guys are all here today. So just I'll quickly tell you, if you don't know everything that he's done, but he's of course most famous for his Mega Man work, mainly Mega Man Mega Mix. He's also the artist behind the Big O manga adaptations based on the anime. He's got his own original title available on Amazon Kindle right now called, Mimimi, the Tale of a Cat and a Robot. And he's currently working in Japan on a currently going series called Mega Man Gigamix, which is a really great, awesome, gorgeous new Mega Man series. It's right here, which hopefully will be available from a good publisher soon. I don't know who, maybe us, hopefully. And also he does these kids books, which are like, how do you explain these?
They're mazes for little kids to draw, and he and his wife actually worked on this together. So all this art is him and his wife. So it's great for kids.
So yeah, and he's going to be doing. Oh, and hold on to those tickets because we've got something cool that they're going to be used for. He's going to be doing some sketches throughout the panel, just draw so you guys can see him draw. And so I guess we'll open up to questions in a bit, but I'll just get it started with. A few questions for him, I guess. But first of all, how did you get started drawing Mega Man?
ありきたりですけど、メガマンを書き始めたきっかけとは何でしょうか。コミックボンボンという雑誌で漫画家としてデビューするときに、オリジナルの漫画を描いてたんですが、メガマンの4コマ漫画を描く人が足りないから、 君も一つ書いてくれないかっていうところで書き始めたら、そのまま4コマを連載して、ストーリーもの書くようになって今に至ります。He
tried to make his mangaka debut for a comic magazine called Comic Bonbon back in the day. And so he took his original manga over to the editors and said, "Can you take a look at my work?" And they looked at it and they were like, "This is great, but we're kind of short on people writing Mega Man, you know, 4-panel strips and stuff, so can you actually help us with that?" And he did. And his Mega Man work increased in popularity, so he just kind of got thrown into doing Mega Man work instead.
Well, some of you guys may not know that Arika-san has also designed a couple characters for the Mega Man games. I forgot this right. I'm pretty sure it's Dynamo Man and Burner Man. What was it like to actually work on, like, to become part of the actual Mega Man games after just starting out as the manga artist?
漫画描いてただけっていうとこから、実際のメガマンのゲームに加わるようになった時の感想は。もともとゲームを作ってました、漫画を描く前は。なので、ゲームを作ってる時もメガマンは遊んでて楽しいなと思ってて。 それがあったからメガマンのチームと仲良くさせてもらってて、ちょっと仲良くさせてもらいながら一緒にご飯食べに行ったりとかしながら、あ、仲間になりたいなみたいなことを思ってたらなっちゃったんですよね。Before
he actually started working on manga, he did actually work on creating games. They just weren't Mega Man games, and so he had experience working on games prior to that. And just through connections, you know, of the industry, he did get to know the Mega Man game team. So they were actually friends, and they would hang out and go drinking and eating together. And he had always kind of idolized them. He was like, "Oh, I wish I could work with them someday." And then he did. So he was very ecstatic, to say the least.
Okay. In your series also, you put a lot of emphasis, you give a lot of character to the robot masters, who in the games are basically just, you know, you meet them one at a time, and you destroy them, and you get their weapon and it's done. But they have a lot more character in the manga. Was that something that was really important to you, or was that your idea, or did the publishers tell you to do that, or how did that get going?
ロボットマスターはゲームの中では
人間性がないというかただの機械で倒せば武器もらえるというぐらいの存在なんですよ、はい、だけど有賀先生の作品ではそれぞれこうしっかりとキャラが立ってるじゃないですか、はい、でそれって自分がやりたいからなのかやっぱりこうあの会社の方からこういうふうにやってくれないかって言われたのかどう
自分でゲームを遊んでてそのキャラクターの動きを見ながらキャラクターの性格を考えてます、カットマンは落ち着きがない動きをするスカルマンは自分ロックマンが何かするまではずっと何もしないで待ち続けててロックマンが歩くか弾を撃つか何かしないとスカルマン動かないその動かないスカルマンはどういう性格なのか自分で想像して書いたものを稲尾さんにこんな話できたよって見せたら OK
It was totally like his own inspiration because he loved playing the games obviously and so when he plays the games and he sees the character on the screen he watches how they behave in combat and that just kind of fuels his imagination and he figures out what kind of characters he thinks they would be and so like Cutman for example was very like agitated constantly he's always moving around doing things and so he has a very short-tempered type personality and Skullman was very very stoic and he just kind of stood there not really doing anything until you actually engaged him so that's the kind of personality he ended up with and he basically just created these sort of personas and these little stories and presented them to Inafune Keiji Inafune and Mr. Inafune liked them, so he approved them and said, you know, keep going with it.
Cool. As I mentioned before, Riga has his own original creation, Me, available on Amazon Kindle for download right now, in English, of course. Is there anything you'd like to tell the audience about his own creation?
Me, のことで、なんかこうアピールしたいことありますか?アピールしてください。
アピールですか?難しいですね。
He didn't expect that he would get to talk about his own original work here, so he's kind of taken aback. Just gonna take a second.
もともと連載漫画のつもりで雑誌に書き始めた漫画だったんです。あ、読み切りで書いた漫画だったんですが、ちょうどビッグオーのセカンドシーズンのアニメを作るってことで、それの続きを書けってことで中断しちゃった漫画なんです。
Mimimi was something he worked on quite a while ago actually. It was for like one of those comic anthology type things. He was just going to put it in there and you know, see where it went. He was hoping it would turn into a whole series, but as he was working on that, he was invited to work on the Big O second season and so that kind of got put on the back burner and is only now coming back up to the front.
で、編集部に美子を続き書けっていうふうに言われた時に他の人にやらせてよ、Mimimi書きたいよって言ったらあなたじゃないと美子ダメだっていうふうに言われてでちょっと涙を飲んで中断したものを今復活させたいなっていうところでやってて、続きを書くつもりなんてっていう感じでどうですか
He actually asked the Big O team if they could kind of just let him go and find somebody else to do it because he did want to keep working on Mimimi at that time but they said, you know, you are Big O pretty much so if we can't get you to do it really nobody else can do it so please, you know, work with us on this and so heYou know, as honored as he was a bit sad at the time, but now that it's back, he's very happy and he hopes that he can get your support to keep it going.
Yep, there's a link on the Udon website if you guys want to go check it out on Amazon. I'll ask another Megaman question, then I'll open it up to you guys if you want to ask some questions. Most of your stories that you've done have focused on classic Mega Man, and there's of course many different versions of Mega Man. Are there any other versions you'd really like to do a story for someday? Any other generations of Mega Man?
有賀先生の作品って大体クラシックメガマンですよね、はい、他にあこっちの方もやってみたいなとかっていうのはありますか
メガマンエグゼバトルネットワークもやりたいしダッシュレジェンドですかメガマンレジェンドもやりたいし全部やりたいんですけど、ね
oh, He said technically I'd like to work on them all but he likes Mega Man EXE and Battle Network and stuff like that in particular but he'd love to work with all of them if he could
他の人が書いてるから
He generally stays away from the other stuff though because there's so many other mangaka working on those so he just kind of sticks with what he knows.
Great, so who's got some questions for Sarika? You sir, because you're the tallest.
Does Big O make sense?
in what sense? Does your question make sense?
I've watched the show and it's awesome but I haveno idea what's going on. Like, there's robots and light, and people talking about memories and Is there a way to sum up what's going on?
I guess if you really pay attention to the big O, does it make sense?
Big O なんですけど、すごく気に入ってるんですけど、なんか正直わけわかんないんですよ。
そうなんですよ。
He says, I know exactly what you mean.
あれは
なんかこう、はい、説明してくれみたいに言ってるんですけど。
説明するとつまんなくなっちゃう。
Oh, he said it actually. If I explain it to you, then it won't be as interesting. So,
で、アニメーションの企画と同時に始まったもので、アニメーションのフィルム作る前から漫画は描かせてもらってるんですよ。ただ企画書は同じものからスタートしてて、で、アニメの監督たちはアニメの監督たちで考えてた世界観があって、こっちは企画書を受け取った時に、あ、じゃあこんな世界だっていうふうに思い描いてたものがあるんだけど、共通見解として。答えをどこかで書いちゃうとつまんなくなる話であると。
His manga and the anime were actually done like as parallel projects, so they were given the base concept, and then the anime directors took the anime in their own interpretation, and he did the manga in his own interpretation. And of course, they do cross, you know, and they have parallels and everything. But he feels it's one of those series where if you really try to define it and explain it and cut it down into the various angels, it really kind of loses its magic.
で、うん、箱の中に何が入ってるか分かんないときワクワクできるけど、開けてつまんないもの入ってたらそれでおしまいなんていつまでも見せない。
It's kind of like one of those things, like one of those boxes where you don't know what's inside, and it's when you don't know what's inside that you're most excited about it, and once you open it and see what's inside, you're just kind of like, okay, and then, you know, it's over. And so he hopes to keep that box shut very tight forever.
何が入ってるか決まってるんだけど、見せたらつまんないから見せない。
Like, he knows you know what's in the box, but actually showing you what's in the box is kind of different, and so he's not going to show you ever.
So for that matter, you guys would never figure out why he gave you these raffle tickets.
あのこっちのラッフルのチケットも同じようで何のためにあげたかは言いません
なるほど
Who's next? Right there
Me?
Yep
Alright In the Orpano comics How do you think of that more justice kind of personality for Duo like throwing junk man in the garbage can from Dr. Wily's eyes
Okay, so
あの漫画の中でデュオって言いますよね。デュオってすごい硬いぐらい正義感に溢れてるっていうキャラになってます、はい、あれってどうしてデュオは正義イコール正義みたいになったんでしょうか、
ロックマンギガミックスの中にデュオが出てきます。2巻からデュオが出てくるんですが、そのストーリーはもう十何年前から考えてた話で、そのデュオ彼はマニアックスのデュオを見て言ってるんですよね。そのデュオとリンクさせるのに、なんかデュオは正義であるっていう刷り込みをしてからストーリーに行きたかったんですよ。
He says, Duo actually makes an appearance in Mega Man Gigamix Volume 2, he thinks. And that actually was a story that he had thought of over a decade ago. And in that story, Duo did kind of develop that whole justice sensibility. And so he actually put it into the Megamix, you know, after comic to sort of lay the groundwork so that you guys can...more easily accept Duo as a justice crazed character.
その伏線出すのに10年以上かかっちゃいました。
And he says, I'm sorry it took me 10 years to get that story out of me into a published format.
Right there.
During the time of your career, you made some really amazing spray artwork for the Super Famicom. Do you ever have a desire to go back and work on artwork for video games?
Like art, just in-game artwork or any kind of artwork? In-game artwork.
ドットの話なんですけど、本当に素晴らしいドットができるので、どっちかっていうと漫画よりそっちの方に行ってみたいなっていうような気持ちはありますか？
今でもゲームの仕事はしてます。たまに。
He still does some work for games even now. So
話が来たらばやってました。去年、一昨年は PSP の、リボーンというゲームのローディング画面のドットの他にイラストの他にドットをやったのかな、やったりとか。
He said, there was a PSP game called Reborn, and he did illustration work for that game as well as some of the sprites.
So, 依頼があれば今でもゲームの仕事を。
He said he's definitely open to job offers related to game creation. Just in case.
Is it the based on the manga series Reborn?
I'm sorry, what?
Is it based on the manga series Reborn?
リボンって漫画のリボンの。
そう、ジャンプのやってた漫画のリボンの キャラクター、
yeah, the manga that was in Shonen Jump.
のゲームの方のキャラクターの絵はやってます。
Yeah, those are the characters you see in the manga are the characters he worked on for the game.
Well, who's next? Right there.
And Rockman Gigamix, they had Ribado appear as a guardian to the temple. Do you plan to do any Rockman Dash manga?
Rockman Dash の漫画やる気はないですか？
ロックマンダッシュの漫画は描きたかったんですよ。で、あのロックマンチームともダッシュは有賀さん描くんじゃないのっていう話をその10年ぐらい前にしてたんですけど、あの頃 V ジャンプっていう雑誌でダッシュの展開してて、集英社は自分とこ以外でダッシュの展開しちゃダメっていうふうに言って講談社で描けなくって悔しい思いを。
He actually really wanted to do a Mega Man Dash, but at the time, and the production team was thinking Riga's going to do a Dash, right? But the Shueisha with their V Jump magazine was actually running a Dash series already, and they kind of were like, nobody else can do it. So. And now he works for Shueisha on the Reborn, so it's kind of.
Yes?
When he streams videos, what program does he use to draw, and does he clean after, like when he's done streaming?
Okay.
Does he what?
When he's streaming videos, what video? Does he what after? After it?
Does he clean up the drawing, like draw?
Oh, okay.
ストリーミングビデオやってますよね。
やってます。
でその時使うあのビデオのために使うハードとか、それとあと書いた みんなが見てる書いた絵、その後にも修正したりしてますか？
してます、修正はしてます。ユーストリームのサイトにあるものをそのまま使ってるだけなんで、なんだろう、マシンスペックが、
カメラとか
は
特殊
なカメラとかは使ってディスクトップ配信してます。なのでユーストリームプロデューサーっていうのを使ってリアルモニターの自分の書いてるところの画面だけを映して、で配信終わった後も書き直してますね。
He just uses the Ustream producer that is provided by Ustream, and he definitely does clean up the images after he's done streaming them.
Oh, who's also got a question? Right here.
Which Mega Man character do you enjoy drawing the most, and why?
キャラの中で一番描くの楽しいのは誰ですか？
描くのも楽しい。ドクター・ワイリー。
ドクター・ワイリー。ドクター・ワイリ
ー？
やっぱそこで笑うんだみたいな。
He's like, why is everybody laughing at me?
Dr. Wily is great.
It's
one of his coolest designs ever.
それはみんなが有賀先生の Dr. Wily の
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
The red hat there.
I was wondering, what's the standard measurement for the panels, like the spacing? Is there like
the gutters between the panels?
Gutters, yeah.
Does he have a standard measurement for the gutters between the panels?
漫画のパネルとパネルの間に空いてる溝あります。
はい。
あれって決まった距離感があるんですか？
各アーティストによって変わるんですけど、読みやすい法則はあります。
で、有賀先生の法則は、
横のラインを太く取って、隣り合ったものは細く取って、上下に分かれているところを太く取ると読みやすく。
He said, well, as I'm sure you know, the different artists use different standards, and for him, it's all about the ease of reading. So when there's two panels that chronologically go together that are next to each other, he makes the line between them thinner, whereas if they're on top of each other, then it's a little bit thicker, because he feels that makes the flow of reading a little bit smoother.
Right. Cowboy hat.
Okay, there are about 7 different iterations of Mega Man. If the opportunity ever arose, would you be interested in creating your own version of Mega Man?
That's a good question.
コマンって結構もう何種類も出てるじゃないですか。
ありますね。
機会があったとしたら、誰か先生、自分のロックマンっていうのを作りたいと思いますか？
You started something.
結局ファンなんで作るのも好きなんですけど、あるものを遊びたいなっていうところがあって、であとゲームをずっと作ってきて思うことは、ゲーム作るの大変なんですよ。
Well, as a huge fan of the series, he would like to make his own, but he kind of enjoys more the taking what's there and giving it his own spin. And he said, as far as games go, he knows how hard it is to make games, so he'd rather leave that work to other people and just play the games that they produce. But he said that if they were willing to use his ideas, then he would be more than happy to provide them with many, many ideas of his own.
Hey, sir. Do you have a least favorite Mega Man character? Which Mega Man character
you hate the most?
Do you mean just like the original Rockman cast, or...?
Like any recent or old ones.
Is Raitoto's name Raitoto in English?
I can tell you. So one of you guys can tell me.
Raitoto? The Raitoto? That guy? Yeah. We didn't like him so much at
first. すごい嫌いだったんだけど、書いてるうちに大好きになっちゃった。
Initially, he felt that character kind of unbalanced the world as a whole. As far as he was concerned, the Mega Man world was unbalanced by the character. But as he continued to draw him, yeah, that's him right there. As he continued to draw him, he came to actually love the character. So I guess he has some magical charm about him.
I got a follow up to that. Is there a character that's especially hard to draw?
特に書きにくいなと思うキャラはいますか?
Slashman.
Slashman.
You, sir.
Yeah. This is just for him personally.As far as his mangas are concerned, Rock and Roll would be about 13 or 14, they would be the same age, and Proto Man would be a little bit older at about 18.
You with the olive black.
I just saw him sign the paper over there. I was wondering if after all the questions we did, we could send them to him as soon as possible.
Sure. He'll sign some books after.
Sure.
If you missed him before. You, sir.
This is actually not being related, but in your one shot, like, Trio Defense, you mentioned Curry a lot, and I was just wondering, like, where that came from.
トリオでパンチの話なんですけど、あのよくカレーの話が出てくるんですよねって、でなんでみたいな。
カレーが大好きだから
です。Because I love curry.
Yeah, curry.
It's on the top of his list. Come to Canada, you know, see the CN Tower, go to Niagara Falls, have curry. Next, you sir here, West 49.
I really like going into the very obscure parts of Mega Man, and especially like, you know, learning about really obscure robot masters from like the Mega Man and Mega Man 3 DOS, just because I like the underdogs.
Sharkman.
Yeah, Sharkman, Torchman, and Voltman. He kind of reminds me of a Christmas tree, for some reason. Also Rockman Strategy, which has a bunch of robots based on constellations. Does Ariga know about these very obscure games? And if so, which is his favorite obscure robot master, and which is his least favorite obscure robot master?
彼はメガマンシリーズのもっとマニアックな方面が好きなんらしいんですよ。だからシャークマンとかボルトマンとか、あとあのストラテジーの星座を元にされて作られたロボットとか、で、有賀先生もまずそういうマニアックな方面も好きですかって、もし好きでしたら一番あマニアックと思うような中で、あの好きなキャラって誰ですか？
難しい話ですね。キャラクターが
膨大なんです。
カップコンのライセンスを下ろしているものも下ろしてないものも含めていっぱいあるんで、
うん、例えば
カップコンのライセンスを下ろしているやつですごかったのは、日本のロックマンドフォルトのワンダースワン、ダンガンマン、コムソーマン、コンパスマン、知ってます？
Are you catching these names? Like, he's not really sure if there's like a if what the English names would be, but he's just throwing out Japanese names. Like,
yeah, I recognize them from Rockman and Forte. Wonder Swan.
Wonder Swan. わかります。わかります。
He's
like, I'm glad you know what I'm talking about, because I don't think half these people do.
あれのコンロマンが結構好きかも。
He like Konro Man, like the little heater man.
Ah yes, I know Konro Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
コンロマンわかります。
わかります。
わかる。
He's impressed that you know Konro Man.
すごい。
Cool. Yeah, if you guys don't know, actually, he's got amazing Mega Man knowledge, because if any of you have purchased the Mega Man Official Complete Works or Mega Man X Complete Works, he actually like put all that artwork together in the book and handled the interviews, and so he's all up on all kinds of Mega Man stuff. So, Yusa had a question.
Hi. First, I just want to say thanks for coming to Toronto. The question is, who do you think would win if Mega Man had a fight with Astro Boy?
ロックマンとテツアトムがバトったら誰が勝ちますかって。
それこの前も出ましたよね話。
He said, actually, you're not the first person to ask me that.
First person?
You're not the first person.
ロックマンがアストロボーイの武器をゲットしたらロックマンの勝ち。
Mega Man would probably win because Mega Man would get Astro Boy's weapon.
which means he'll have cannons off his ass?
Yes.
じゃあケツからカノンが出るっていうことですか。
そうです。
Exactly, he says.
Who's next?
ロックは8つまで武器取れるんで。
You, sir, you have an answer.
Just a question about the Mega Man series. Yeah. Did you notice that they usually follow the game's game storyline, right? Well, I noticed that about the classic series is that it doesn't really have an end until in the few makes sense. So
it doesn't really have a what? Sorry.
It doesn't really have an end. Like it'll
an
be
ending
one
yet.
I was just wondering how the Mega Man series would like would culminate.
The games don't really have an ending. Are the Mega Mix books are the manga's going to have an ending, or will it just pretty much go over?
Mega Mix is already done.
Well, just his basically his universe of Mega Man.
ゲーム自体はこうなんかある程度終わりがないじゃないですか。もう完っていう感じがないじゃないですか。あれが先生の中のそういう漫画の世界ってなんかこう最後みたいなのはあるんですか。
ギガミックスの参加
が
もうとりあえず。話は続くんだけど一つのでっかいお話が閉じるっていうのがギガミックスの参観です。それは来月日本で出ます。
Well, in a manner of speaking, that would be Gigamix Volume 3. Like, it's not like their whole universe is just going to end or anything, but just that one major story that he wanted to tell does come to an end in Gigamix Volume 3, which comes out in Japan next month.
Better order a copy. User.
Usually, when you have to create a Mega Man or whichever, like maybe a Mega Man character in the works, how quickly do you come up with the ideas? Like, since this canon, if someone asks you to make a Moose Man, like how quickly do you build that up?
もしオリジナルキャラっていうか誰かに言われて例えばムースマンとか作るとしたらもう何もないとこからそのキャラ完成までデザインをするまでどれぐらいかかりますか？
バーナーマンとダイナモマンは2週間かかりました2体合わせて。
When he was doing Burner Man and Dynamo Man, the two characters together took him about 2 weeks.
で、まあ、その間に別の仕事もしてはいるんですけど書きながらああでもないこうでもないちょっとかっこ悪いな特徴が足りないな結構時間かかりますよ。
He says, take into account the fact that he was doing other work at the same time, and he would just kind of doodle every now and then and be like, yeah, this isn't working, and make adjustments. And so he said it does take quite a bit of time.
Okay, what's the question?
What was your inspiration for the human form, the non-hour form for Blue, the proto man?
ブルースの人間の姿ってあるじゃないですか、はい、あれになんかインスピレーションがあったんですか。
日本のロックマン3のテレビ CM でブルースがヘルメット取ってたんでそれにコートを着てたって
感じです。 For the TV commercial in Japan for Mega Man 3, Proto Man actually removed his helmet and that's kind of what he based it on.
でコート自体は、子供の時に見た特撮番組のキカイダーに出てくるハカイダーの サブローっていうのが変身前にコートと黄色いマフラーしてて。
As for his coat and scarf, Kikaida, which is a program he liked to watch as a child, there was a character in there that kind of was dressed the same way, and that was his inspiration for that.
で、稲船さんにそれを見せたら喜んでくれたってい
う。And when he showed that design to Mr. Inafune, Mr. Inafune was just like clapping. He was like, "Oh, that's fantastic!" So that's how we got there.
Okay, ですか？
You go.
Is he going to add Diamond and Oilman to Mega Mix? Gigamix? And how would he do it if he does?
Is he going to, sorry? Is he going to Giga Mix?
Diamond and Oilman from the PSP game?
Diamond and
Oilman.
Oh, okay. Is he going
to add him to Giga Mix?
Oh, he's actually already done Giga Mix.
Oh.
But, well, okay, do you have any plans to use the
タイムマンとオイルマンって言うじゃないですか、はい、その人たちを入れる気はありますか、みたいな将来番組に
ミラミックスの3巻までは残念ながら出ませんでしただ
けどその先と
か先ですねひょっとしたらあるかもしれない、
and like we mentioned, unfortunately Gigamix 3 is already done and complete and is
キャラクターデザインをしましたあのメガミックス用のバランスにしたキャラクターデザインをしてあります。
He has already drawn them in like his own Megamix style, and he said it's possible that they will make it into future manga. So just kind of keep a lookout for that.
Great. Cowboy hat guy.
We just heard about Blues and without his armor with the coat and the civilian identity. Do you think we'll ever get to see Forte in a civilian type form?
あの今ブルースの人間の姿を聞いたところなんですけど、あのフォルテの人間の姿ってあり得ると思う。鎧脱いだような姿。
戦闘ロボットだからないかもと思ってます。
Since Forte is a full-on combat robot, he says I doubt it.
日常生活をする必要がなくって、人間の世界に溶け込む必要もないんで。
He says Forte really.Probably would not have like a like an everyday life type scenario, and he probably wouldn't even try to blend into the human society. So.
あとフォルテは性格上溶け込むこともしないんじゃないかなって。
Yeah, and just considering Forte's personality, it'd probably be impossible for him to blend into human society. So.
So we've got a the glasses right here.
ロックマン10のイージーモードについてご感想を。
じわじわ削り殺される。
It was about as comfortable as a slow death.
あとなかなか死なない。
He said he felt like he actually was he just the fact that you almost can't die was very uncomfortable for him.
正直9の方が好きかな。
To be honest, he likes 9 better.
Well, Scott, you in the front here.
What is your favorite and least favorite Rockman game?
Rockman game シリーズの中で一番好きなやつで一番好きじゃないやつ。
自分がただのファンとして遊んでた頃の思い出のゲームでロックマン2が一番好きです。何人もの友達と集まってワイワイとみんなでああでもないこうでもないってクリアしてました。
As a fan, he loved Mega Man 2 because that has the most memories for him. He and his friends would get together and play and start screaming at each other and everything. So, from a fan perspective, he loved 2. 一番好きじゃない。
一番好きじゃないやつ。難しいですね。
As far as the one that he likes least, that's a tougher question. He's thinking.
どのゲームも好きな人がいますよね。傷つかないかなって思っちゃうんですけど。
いや、だけど有賀先生の意見ですから。
意見ですか。X5.
He says it's hard for him to say because he knows at least one person likes every game, so he doesn't really want to offend anybody. But and you know, I reassured him that everyone understands it's just his opinion, and he said X5.
気持ちよくゲームで進んでるとナビゲーションがピタってゲームを止めて。俺は先に進みたいのになんでここで止めるんだということで止まりまくるのとあとロックマンにしゃがみを入れてしまったのでアクションのテンポがずれてしまった最初の X5、X6、X7 がちょっと自分的にうーんって感じなんですがそれの最初のゲームだから X5 の印象がすごく悪いです
Even though it's the same for X5, 6, and 7, X5 was the first game where it's as you're playing. He didn't like the flow of the game because as you're playing and as you're moving along, the navigation system comes in and just like halts everything. And also the fact that they gave him a crouch, he didn't like.
Okay.
Well, sad okay. You, Evan. Yep. You got that.
How do you like the design of Mega Man Zero? And have you ever drawn?
Rokuman.
ゼロのデザイン気に入ってますかって書いたことありますかロックマンゼロのデザインは大好きですロックマンゼロのリマスタートラックっていうのが日本でCDが出てるんですがそれにファントムと書いてます私がリマスタートラックっていうゲームのCDですね
He loves the design for Zero and there is a CD called the Remastered Track and he did draw Phantom
ロックマンゼロのサウンドプロデューサーが友達なんで、それであのゼロとゼックスは仕事で絵描いてます。
The sound producer for like Mega Man Zero is actually a friend of his, so he has done a little bit of illustration work for that whole area.
でゼロのサウンドプロデューサーはロックマンセブンとロックマンクリスやってる人です。
And the sound person producer for Mega Man Zero is the same person who worked on 7 and X2.
User, one more.
What do you think of the American Mega Man show?
アメリカのメガマンの番組見たことありますか？
友達が旅行のお土産に買ってきてくれました。
で、感想は？
オープニングがかっこいい。
I have seen it, and all I can say is the opening sequence was cool.
When they did the 20th anniversary, they released those special CDs with all the redone music. Is there any particular songs from the Mega Man series they'd like to hear done with like a professional band?
20周年記念の時に、はい、サントラのリメイクみたいなのを出したじゃないですか、CD で。
あれ15周年ですよ。
あ、15周年とか、うん、そんな感じで、メガマンの音楽の中で、あ、リアルバンドに演奏してもらいたいなとか。
そういうことか。確か20周年出ましたね。
あ、
ロックマン4の、ドクター・ワイリーステージその2が
Mega Man 4 the second Dr. Wily stage that music
second row yeah
have you seen the Mega Man online trailer and if you have what do you think of it?
メガマンオンラインのトレーラー見ましたかって見たとしたら感想は
見ましたで、ワクワクはするんですけど肝心のゲーム画面を見たいんでどんなゲームになるのかがさっぱりわかんないんで何も言えないです
He's seen it and he did find it you know, exciting but he doesn't feel like he actually knows what the game is going to be like so he can't really say much on that front
you right there, yeah, Westport in it
This is a follow-up to the Forte Civilian Guys. Can you give us an idea, can you draw out quickly how you think Forte would look like without his helmet on, and what color would you say his hair would be?
さっきほどフォルテの人間の姿はないって言い切ったんですけど、もしもの可能性で、ちょっと変えてもらえますか、であとあの髪の色とかも
結構大変な話ですね
ちょっと考えますか考えて思いつきながら質問答えながら
書いて質問答えながら書きますか、だってアイスマンは前に考えたんですよ
He needs time to think about this, so he's going to actually draw the human guise of Iceman. Like if you take off his hood, because that he's already thought of. So, yeah. And in the meantime, what question?
Who else has a question? Right in the front.
I was just interested in knowing what his first kind of memory is of his introduction to Mega Man. Was it an ad? Was it over at a friend's place? Just the general idea of what really sparked him to get into it.
はい、ロックマンのゲームとか遊び始めるとき、本当に一番最初のきっかけは、なんていう宣伝広告見たとか、本当に最初のきっかけって何ですか？
きっかけは、ゲームショップでディスクに置いてあったからです。
それでその package art が好きだった
そうですね。
He actually was in a game store and he saw the actual game on the shelf and the package art is what drew him to pick it up.
Another question? User.
Has there been a character that you really, really, really wanted to create and submit to the actual, I guess, the game owners of Mega Man, but it was just like rejected? Just any Mega Man character that they really wanted to do, but just like they said no.
ロックマンのゲームで応募できるじゃないですか、自分のキャラデザイン、そういう時に提出したかったなとか思うやつとか、提出したけど使われなかったとかっていうのはありますか？
いっぱいあります。
There are many. でなんか例え話、
例えばドリルマンというキャラクターを描いて使われなくって、4でドリルマンが出てきた。マグネットマンっていうのを送って使われなくて、3にマグネットマン出てきた。
Oh, actually, Drill Man and Magna Man are examples of ones that were rejected at first, but then
ナパムマンっていうキャラクターを送って、
and Napalm Man also
マグマン
rejected at first, and
あとなんだろう、ブロックマン、ブラックマン、
ブロックマン、ブラックマン、
ダストマン、
ダストマン、
いっぱいです。一回の応募でだいたい10から20送るので。
There's more than I can really name right now. For every opportunity to submit a design, he submitted at least 10 or 20.
Are you like really ridiculous ones?
本当に自分でもちょっとくだらなかったなと思うデザインとかありますか？
いっぱいあります。
There's definitely quite a few of those as well.
で、そこまで苦労したのにロックマンとフォルテでバーナーマンとダイナモマンをやることになってすごい複雑な気持ちでした。
So the fact that he submitted so many and so many of them were rejected or not used, and then he was asked to do Dynamo Man and stuff for the game later on, he was just kind of like, "What's wrong with mine?" So it was kind of a.
Rockman 8の時に、アーミーマンっていうキャラクターが最終選考まで残って、電話がかかってきて、ロックマンチームのそのディレクターの人から、有賀さんのアーミーマン使うかもしれない。子供のサーチマンとどっちにしようか迷ってるって話をされて。でそんなの電話で受けちゃうと、じゃあ子供のやつを使ってあげてよ、自分のいいですっていうふうに辞退したことがあります。
For Mega Man 8, he actually received a phone call from them saying, we're thinking of using the army man that you submitted, but there's also one that a child fan submitted, Search Man, as I'm sure you guys know Search Man, and they're like, we're up in the air about which one to use and what do you think, and he's like, well,you know, if you call me and ask me that, of course I have to say use the child's because I'm not going to be like, oh, forget the kid, just use mine.
電話すんなってことですよね。
And he's like, so yeah, he told them, just don't call me anymore with these kind of questions because I don't want to tell you to not use my designs. So.
Another question? Down at Dan there.
I'm just wondering, out of your body of work, the Rockman, Megamix, and Gigamix, do you have a particular favorite story or chapter, one that you're very fond of?
Megamix とGigamixの中でこのストーリーが一番良かったなっていうのはどれですか？
コピーロックマンかな。
コピーメガマン？どう？コピーメガマン？
偽物の話は日本でもいっぱいあるんですけど、自分の中でかなりいい偽物の話を書けたんじゃないかな。
There's so many different stories that involve like the whole fake and then the real and battling and stuff, but he feels that even though it uses the same idea, his turned out pretty good. So
we'll do a couple more and then
two more
and then we've got a raffle going. You're right here. How did you come up with such a tragic personality character for Copy Mega Man?
Copy Rockman. どうしてあんな、どうしてというか、どういうふうにあんなかわいそうなキャラになったんですか？自分の中でじゃあこういうキャラにしようっていうときに、すごいな、悲劇的な。
ゲームの中でコピーロックマンが出てくるときに、そのロックマンの姿をそのままコピーして、ピーって出てくる。あのコピーが完璧だったらメモリーも全部コピーされてるはずだから、それは悲しいことだなと思って、あの話に。
He said that in the game, when Copy Rock Man comes out, he, you know, you just take the Mega Man and it just like copies into two. And in his mind, he was thinking, what if it was a perfect copy? Would that actually be sad in its own way, that there would be a completely perfect copy of you out there? And so that kind of worked its way into there. And then he said at that point, it's like whether you win or lose, it's still a tragedy. So.
You last one. You've had some good questions. Make it good.
Okay. I'm curious. Maverick Hunter Axel. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Maverick Hunter のアクセルって言うじゃないですか。あれどっちかというといいなと思う、それともボツやなと思いますか。
もうちょいしっかりしてくれてればよかったのに。
He thinks it kind of in the middle. He thinks it could have been thumbs up, but maybe if they had done a little bit more with it.
ゲームの中での使われ方がもったいないです。
He feels like they wasted a good opportunity there.
Okay, so cool. So, well, we've got a couple more things.